This week is a strange kind of week. Even the colours that the church uses to celebrate the various liturgies across the week seem all jumbled and confused. On Sunday, as we celebrated Palm Sunday, red was the colour of the liturgy on that day. Red is the colour of blood. It's the colour of passion, the colour of the Holy Spirit. It's a colour of celebration, a colour of new life. Then on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, we launched back into purple, the colour that we'd used all through Lent as a sign of our sorrow, a sign of our suffering, a sign that we're confused and we're trapped and we're locked in our sin and trying to deal with that, trying to make sense of our lives and our failure to really live as followers of Jesus, people who are worthy to bear that name. Hopefully everyone in our church today would call themselves a Christian. And yet I know that I'm not worthy of that name. Most of the time I don't live like Jesus. I don't love like Christ. I certainly don't forgive like Christ. I don't offer my heart in service to others. I'm not as generous as I should be. I'm not as outreaching as I should be. I don't try and call a friend who's perhaps in need as often as I should. And so this call to be followers of Jesus, to be truly Christians, leads the church to spend so long in purple, in this sense of, I need to be better. I need to do more to experience the life of Jesus. Last night, with all the priests of the diocese and with Bishop Peter, we gathered in the cathedral to celebrate the Chrism Mass. And the colour there is white because it's the sign of celebration. As we as priests recommit ourselves to serve the Lord, to serve the people of God. As Bishop Peter prayed over the oil that we will use during the year, the oil of baptism as we prepare babies and children, the oil of the sick as we anoint and bring the healing of Jesus into the lives of people, the oil of chrism as we confirm the children in year six later in June, as we ordain people, as we acknowledge the great gift of the life of God in people who have just been baptized. Tonight, when we gather for the Mass of the Lord's Supper, again we'll be in white because it's a sign of the celebration, just as we had the Lord's Supper reenacted for us today. Tomorrow then we plunge back into red, red the colour of blood, red the colour of the passion, red that sign of sorrow and weeping. On Holy Saturday, we go back into purple. And then at the Great Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday night, all of the stops are thrown out. The sanctuary will be changed and transformed. The palms will all be gone. All the purple will all be gone. All of the signs of mourning and weeping and confusion will be gone, because then it'll be the time to rejoice. And so there'll be flowers galore and signs of celebration. You see that there's no Easter candle. We'll have the new Easter candle in all of its splendor and glory, decked and arrayed with lots of bling, lots of gold, lots of white, as a sign of the new life that Christ brings into our lives and into our hearts. This week is called holy because it's set apart. It's dedicated to entering into that celebration of the life that God wants every single one of us to have every day of our lives. What is the one color that we often use in liturgy that we don't use during this holy week? We use red, we use white, we use purple. What's the one color that we don't use? Green. Why don't we use green? What's green the color of? We use it during the ordinary time. Because the one thing about this week is that it's not ordinary. It is this holy week that calls us and invites us to journey with Jesus into the rest of our lives, yes, into bringing the truth of what happens when Jesus opens his arms on the cross, when he forgives the people who put him on that cross. That's me. That's you. When Jesus forgave us on the cross, when he extended his life and his love to every one of us, when, like Simon of Cyrene, when he invited him to walk behind him, to learn what it's like to carry the cross, every one of us is invited to bring the new life of Easter that can only come because of what Jesus did on the cross. It can only come because of the suffering and sorrow that we have for being a failure to follow in the way of Jesus, marked by the purple of Lent. If we can transform that, if we can let Jesus forgive our sins, if we can let Jesus do his work in my life, in your life, then, and only then, are we ready on Easter Sunday to celebrate the new life, the forgiveness of our sins, the freedom that Jesus brings to play in my life, in your life. Then this Holy Week is worth all of the roller coaster of emotions. Then this Holy Week is worth all that we experience because it changes us, it transforms us. And so the rest of our lives can be lived in the green of spring, the green of new life, the green of the victory that Christ has won for us over our sins, over every aspect of darkness in our lives, to bring us to life with him in heaven